continuing the work of helping Audioboo with specific suggestions about how the service could be improved. The fourth suggestion I have, specific one, is about favoriting. Now, on the website, you can make an Audioboo a favorite. You can't do that on the mobile device, and I would like to be able to do it. I personally find favoriting Audioboos to be very helpful. I also find it an interesting way of looking at somebody whose Audioboos I don't know already to see what kind of favorites they have. I think it could, again, under the general theme of creating engaging conversations, you're going to have your most engaging conversation with somebody who you've got some sense of where they are, where they're coming from, what their values are, what their judgments are. So I find it very useful to look at somebody's profile and see, what Audioboos do they tend to favourite. On the same theme of favouriting, I think it would be very useful to know when somebody favourites one of your Audioboos and who they are. So again, it would be a mechanism for informing you that somebody had favorited your Audioboo would add to the conversation. It would give you a chance to go back to the person, thank them, or go back to them with curiosity and say, what was it about my Audioboo that you actually liked? It's unlike any other one that you've liked before, or it's unlike any other one I've ever done. Or anyway, it would just be the usual kind of thing, because favoriting something privately, nobody knowing you've favorited it, isn't going to do very much to promote a conversation. Facebook does this very well. You find out when somebody likes your page on Facebook. So I think Audioboo should adopt this facility. Many hours later, I continue the effort to express what could be better. And I've just been reading the blog, and I have to thank Simon SM2N for this. A little bit of editing would be great on Audioboo. There have been a number of Audioboos, I'm sure I'm the same as everybody else with this, where I've had to scrap all together and start all over again, just because a small thing, like in particular, sometimes I hit the button and it runs on recording nothing at all, and it would be nice to be able to restart the recording further back where you really wanted to restart it, or even to interrupt a boo that you'd made and say, right, I'm going to carry on recording from this point. That type of functionality, it would be good to have that, and it would be good for Audioboo to watch the competitors, because I think some of the competitors could get very sharp on that. And of course, Audioboo's real strength is probably much more on the creation of community than the functionality side, and I think that it should stay in that area, but it can't afford to get left too far behind on the functionality. Time to stop. I'm reading my way through the blog at the moment. The blog on which all the different people who are contributing during this process of making suggestions to Audioboo, they're all contributing various ideas there, and I'm both trying to read, catch up with what other people have written in the past, and think if I have anything left to say, but I think I've run out of energy for the day. So thanks very much for listening in anyway to this fascinating process. I'll keep doing my best to rehearse what I have to say on here first. All the best. Bye.